What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, a true friend of mine, one of the few true friends I say I have in the world. Down in Memphis, I don't know Tennessee.
That up a good. I don't leave that alone, though, man. Leave it alone.
Yeah, no doubt. It's my man. He's back. Neek Cooper with me. Neek, what's good, brother?
Man, nothing, man. Just being grateful.
Neek is the host of a wrestling podcast, which I showed up on one day last year and enlightened the host about certain things we say on this show.
That was hilarious.
BDS is around it. BDS is around here. Right. I had enlightened all the panel except for Neek about what those really were.
It was like, number. I was like, okay, I know what this means, so I'm going to leave it alone, but I'm going to let them figure it out. They'll figure it out. That's the best way to do anything.
And Neek has a food blog he has, The Price of Wings, which is, you know, for some reason, Neek, you are monitored by an NBA team, which I won't say at the moment, but an NBA team monitors your food blog and takes notes on it every week.
I mean, if they want to pay me, you know, I got it. You know, they want to pay me, I'm perfectly fine.
And the same NBA team who told me not to have you on my show ever again.
Well, I'm here now, so hey, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is.
Also, the same team wants a new arena. That's all I'm saying.
There's a lot of teams there. We got to go down the list. Everybody wants a new arena at this point.
Everybody. Exactly. So, Neek, so we haven't talked about it on this show a lot, but let's do it today. Tell the people about your wrestling podcast and how it got started, my brother.
My wrestling podcast called 808's a Chair Shot. It's me, my homie Jeff, shout out to Jeff, got started through our friend Jay, who does FSP, Ben Knows Full Sport Press podcast. And he said, you know what, let's do a wrestling podcast. So I was like, okay, who you want to do it with? And they was like, me. So I didn't know what was going on. They got in contact with me, and me and Jeff clicked up, and it was on from that point. So it's going pretty well, 70 plus episodes in. Going to record one tomorrow, I think, and it's going well. Just need to get the followers up and get the engagement. So other than that, you know, it's going pretty well to me. You know, we just started. So we're not even 100 episodes in yet. We're 1 year in, but we're not 100 episodes in. So,
yeah, Neek was around when we first started this show years ago when it was. Right. Neek started off when in the old Facebook groups. We had them idiots in the Facebook groups, boy.
And let's not talk about that. That is the hilarious thing that we ever got into. And I've never seen so many people hate one person because another person doesn't talk.
Or seeing being thirsty pay off the way it did.
But did it? We don't know we don't even know what's going on now.
They still together.
Wow.
They got four kids out there thirsting. Yes. Four kids out there, Thurston. I ain't never seen. This is the one time I see Ben Thurston paying off. Overpaid it's, off for
it's
him.
It's not but he overpaid. It overpaid for him.
Boy.
Overpaid. Like, I've never seen that before, but it is what it is. Get it how you live.
No doubt. No doubt for sure. And so, like, Neek, man, let me ask you this, man. Like, I'm be real with you. I ain't watched wrestling since, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when I went to a live event in Nashville with Dana Ford and his kids.
Okay.
I ain't been since then. And I remember I went to I saw The Rock when he was back with CM Punk, hit him with, I guess, what's his move called? The GTF, something like that?
Yeah, go to sleep.
Yeah, and then The Rock did something after the show, whoop-de-woo. And I also went to when Mark Henry was fighting Rusev and had somebody sing National Anthem for him before he came out and that whole storyline.
That was a long time ago. That's a long
so time. So I've been out of the game for a long time.
You have, actually.
So I don't know. Time. I don't know what's going on between TNA, AEW, Ring of Honor, WWE. I don't know what's what no more.
Right. Wrestling now has pretty much, now that we have another competitor with the WWE, with AEW, it helps. More competition, more wrestlers, more people getting paid. I'm not mad at that. I just think fans are being weird. For people that don't know, wrestling fans are a completely weird bunch of people. They need to go outside and touch grass sometimes. That's why I feel. You need to go touch some grass. You know, if you can't touch some ass, touch some ass. But like I said, wrestling fans are weird. They make it to a WWE versus AEW thing, but we really should just have, lucky they have both and other smaller ones instead, especially like Impact and ROH, which is now with AEW now. So wrestling fans make it worse, but wrestling has changed. A whole lot of things are going to happen. A lot more things are going to happen as well. So wrestling is just weird. It's just a weird place. And a lot of things happened this week, which I'm going to talk about on my wrestling podcast because it's another weird week in wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know, Nick. I don't know what my problem is. I don't know why I can't lock in on it no more. I don't know what happened to me, but I used to be deep into it. But
I would say because, I mean, the storylines and, you know, you got to have intriguing characters to suck people in. It's not just to have good matches. If you have an intriguing character, then, okay, I like this guy. He's weird, but I like him. You know, something like that. So that's why I think with WWE is doing NXT being more character-based instead of just wrestling-based like it was for the last 5-6 years. So being more character-based, you see this character like, oh, I like him. It's kind of, you know, I can follow him. You know, building this big star, to say. But I think it's more of a character-based. And people think, you know, the F word, fake. And, you know, people just don't get into it like that as much. Some people fall out of it. Some people come back just like I did. I fell out, I came back, and I'm pretty cool with it now.
Yeah, after the Attitude Era, I think I still kind of watched it, but it got to be stale to me. Then when The Rock came back, with Cena, all that stuff, that got me back involved. Then I fell out of it again like I am now. Because, you know, I like Crime Time, and I like the now, I wasn't with that little Jimmy stuff. What's up? I wasn't with that nonsense.
It worked, though. It worked. It's weird things like that that works in wrestling. It works.
But you know, part of me, Nick, says that's BDSing, but I get it.
I get it.
It's like a minstrel show almost that he was pulling off and getting, because let's be real, it's more nine of us who like it than do.
I don't know. I never had a gauge of it, but I think people like the character we're talking about, R-Truth, because of who he is and how he can take something so small and make it big. I think that's the main reason why people like him. And he's been wrestling for a long time and still in shape. So I guess that's the reason why a lot of people like R-Truth. And I think he's probably top 15, top 10 black wrestler, if we put it in there.
Yeah, and Booker T just He's like Herschel Walker. Things he be saying after how they did him in that invasion storyline, he be acting like he acting. You Herschel Walker, my man.
Yeah, he's more of a company talking head sometimes, and I don't think he wants to piss off the boss. So he tried to bring it back to where you need to focus on this. You know, it's weird with Booker T. Sometimes he's on, but then when he's off, he is way off. And that's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not consistent. That's what I can say. He's not consistent. So I'm like, yeah, I put him in that category as Horace Herschel Walker when it comes to the WWE.
Nah, I think Herschel Walker got a big ass case of CTE. So
yeah. He does. And did you see that dance he was doing?
I ain't want to see it. I don't see no clips. I'm good.
It was horrendous.
I don't want to see it. I'm straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
It reminds me of somebody who hangs with a certain Dallas Cowboy quarterback. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Lord. All right. Next topic. Next topic.
That's what it reminded me of, to be honest.
I thought we weren't going to go there, but all right, let's go ahead and
Now, let me ask you this question, Nick. I want you to ask this question. Who has more sense? Herschel Walker, the guy is referenced, or two people with initials Q and R? Who has the most sense between these four people?
I mean, if you're screwing that light bulb, we got a jam right there. We got a real big jam. I don't know who's going to touch the light bulb first. I don't know who's going to try to take it out. I guess Herschel has an advantage because he knows how to untwist the light bulb. But, that's a tough one.
Yes, I knew that was stumping there. That was stumping there. I knew that one was stumping me. I knew that would get you.
But I think the one with Q will probably throw the light bulb at somebody. So... Yeah, I'm stumped. I'm sorry. I'm stumped.
Yeah, I got you, Nick. I got you, brother. So, what are they doing like in AEW? Is it similar to the WCW, WWF rivalry in the 90s, like 90s, or is it totally different? Are AEW trying to go at them, or how is it going?
I think they're trying, but sometimes I feel like it's failing. Excuse me. When they first came on, they started doing inclusion. They wanted to do this and this and that. And they fall short in many different times. It's times that WWE had more people of color with championships than AEW. Like at one point, AEW didn't have one black champion. Then they have one. And then they see, WWE has at least three or four. So it's like a different company agenda. It's like, AEW wanted to pride themselves on being different, but they failed. You know what I'm saying? WWE ain't never been the type of company to be like, oh, inclusion, da da da. No, they just do what they want to do. Vince McMahon does what he wants to do. Nobody tells him when to stop. Nobody tells him when to go. So AEW is trying. They are doing well with the matches, and they're trying to make dream matches happen and bringing people in. But one, they have too many people. And they have a lot of shows. They have three shows, but it's too many people. And you're not going to be able to show everybody. So you're going to have more people be on TV one day, and then next time they're on the YouTube show 3 weeks later. So it's little things like that. I think they kind of have more match quality than WWE right now. But when it comes down to, are they close to the WWE? No. Are they near the WWE? No. But they're trying, but they're having big bumps along the way. And that's where I feel with AEW's trying. They are the rival, but they're trying to be the rival like with WCW and WWF. They're trying to get that, but sometimes it doesn't feel like that. And it just feels like the WWE is way ahead of them.
Because I remember back when we were younger, they had Sunday Night Heat, Raw, SmackDown and Shotgun on Saturdays, right?
Yeah. And what was it? Main Event Saturday, something like that. I forgot. And WCW had Monday
Thunder.
Night Raw and Thunder.
It's that Saturday morning joint.
Yeah, and so it's frame, but I think AEW has Dark, Dynamite, and Rampage. Those are their three. So Dark is on YouTube and the other two are on TNT. So you're trying to build something there, and they're doing well. The story building is okay. They're doing things okay. Certain things you look at them like, what are you doing? Just like you do with WWE. They make mistakes, and WWE makes bigger mistakes. But AEW's trying to be competitive when they need to just build up and get better every step of the way. And they're trying, and they got the right people, but they got too many people. And they're
No,
not showing enough of the women as well.
no doubt. We're gonna stick and stay with that. And then, Neek, we're gonna discuss the price of wings for you, man. Your food blog. What inspired this food blog, Neek, to do the price of wings, man?
Honestly, I was going to do it with 2 years ago. Around that time, I thought about doing it, but I had a couple of bumps in the way, especially trying to get a web page and all that type of stuff. I want to get a web page soon, but right now, doing micro blogging style was the best way. I talked to other bloggers to see how they like, not food bloggers, but like car bloggers outside of the spectrum I'm in. And they told me what they did, and I was like, okay, I can go with that. Started doing that. I started getting connections, started working with other people. And then I just said, you know what? I think it's now time that I do it. And I just did it this year. And it's been working out for the last couple of months. Meeting new people, meeting the chefs, meeting new restaurants, and making the connections that I need to do these reviews. I'm not going to be a negative reviewer. I'm trying not to be. But some of these restaurants making them real close to me making that bad review, but at the same time, I'm trying to learn the law part of it, which the law part is that could be defamation. I mean, that defamation, that could be libel.
Liable.
That could be libel. And that's a tough line. So if you're going to do that, you got to be critiquing and put little tweaks in to make it seem like, yeah, they have good this, but this they need to work on as well, that are, wording. So luckily, I got the right people to help me with that. So I'm going to take it step by step with this food blog. It's going out well, and hopefully, it gets big enough. Maybe I make a little change, maybe a little tiny bit. But right now, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, meeting new people, eating new foods. Man, it's good over here.
Neek, I just find it funny that your food blog comes up on a Zoom call I was on this Saturday. I think it was
Yeah, that's
very
weird.
interesting.
Yeah, they must want some food. You come to Memphis, we got you.
Yeah, it was interesting that your name and your blog came up and your tweets was pulled up and it was weird.
That's weird. I don't get it. But hey, they can come. They're 6 hours away. Wayne's still hot by the time you get here. We got you.
You know, I just think it's funny that how that you're that important to them, Nick.
I don't get it. But okay, if you want to move me to your town, you're going to move me there, and I'll review food there. You pay me. I'll be fine. I
Him,
get
man.
that. Pay me. I got you. You want me to give you a good review of your stadium food? Got you. This help, I got you. I'll be there. I
Nick,
mean, I'm in it.
this is the question. Would you wear their gear?
Depends. Because it's one jersey that I like. You give me that one, I wear it.
Would you agree to their narrative of you? You know what the narrative is. Would you agree to that narrative?
Not really, but all right.
You know, this is how they go operate with you in a contract. You have to agree to all their stupidity.
Look, I'll wear a jersey. I do that. I do what you want me to do. But once that stuff is over, best believe I'm wearing a John Morant t-shirt.
And that might make them mad right there.
That might make them mad, but I'm not on the job. My hours are from 9 to 5.
Or for meeting to meeting or event to
Oh,
event.
meeting the meeting. Yeah, that makes no difference to me.
Event to event like I am.
Event to event, whatever. I wear a hat on the event, but after that hat, I'm after that event. They don't see me. I'm 6 hours away. You want some spies? That's fine. You want to see me in my work clothes?
Yeah, Nick, I might need to give you some of my gear.
I don't know about that though. I can fit your gear?
Yeah, I'm XL.
Oh, okay. We'll swap it out.
Yeah, I have gobs and gobs of gear I can give you that I'm issued. So.
If they want to do it, we can do it. Get a contract. I'll be down there. I'll help you.
They can sponsor the blog and this show, maybe. But
Maybe.
no, nah, we don't want that to happen. I mean, they won't.
Oh, that'd be
They want control.
I don't know. As soon as I do one Memphis thing, they're going to be hot. Even though I live here.
If I call you for a meeting to
talk. Call me for a meeting to talk about this. I'm like, but I don't live in Atlanta, though.
Oh, this.
What do you want me to cover? Like, you want me to just go to Atlanta and cover 5,000 restaurants and come back home and then No, it's not going to work like that. It's not gonna work like that. You want me to cover a game? I got you. But other than that, bro, you got them. Yeah, you got one down. So,
and we see that Taylor Jenkins, who was once in the city of Atlanta, got an extension. And I know for a fact they're not happy with him.
He's gone. He's somewhere else.
They hold on to those things.
This is so odd to me.
Yes, we got an extension.
Dude, that makes me wonder, do NBA teams feel like this?
I can't say.
Do they?
I can't say. I know this one we're referring to feels that way. Like, but the other ones, I can't say. I can't say.
It makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. That was a chef right there, by the way. It just makes me wonder, like, how do you carry on like this? How?
This has been going on for years. I've witnessed this kind of behavior.
So, is it the new ownership or is it just the Hawk way?
Don't know.
Anywho.
Yes, I don't know. But are you enjoying seeing Mr. Cookout struggle in the finals?
Yeah, one good game.
Yeah.
Had one good game. They won. After that,
Nick, have you reviewed Cookout yet? I'm pretty sure he'll like that.
I mean, I don't have to. I mean, maybe I have my own to do the Cookout review. I'm like, ooh, what you doing, bro?
Like, what you get, Nick, the junior tray or the full tray?
I'm in the full tray. I ain't no juniors over here, buddy. No juniors.
Well, the same money, according to him, you get the junior tray.
Bad, junior. No juniors over here. Full tray. It ain't number $5.99. What you want? I'm getting some chicken nuggets anyway. So what?
Who are we referencing though?
We're not gonna say, but he plays for the that team in Boston. One of them teams in Boston. They're in the finals.
And yeah. We have his jersey retired in his old town when he retires.
And that's gonna be hilarious. He went further with. Sorry, man. Sorry, team in Georgia. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I will be at that event and laugh my butt off at that event when it happens.
Man, I need all the videos, all the footage. All of it, bro.
Bruh, the reception is going to be number Cookout trays, I guarantee you. Think about it. What epitomizes that individual? The Cookout tray.
All that food in Atlanta, you don't get Cookout tray.
That's what he loves. Because he saves money.
I get it. All the NBA players don't make that lot of money because of the taxes and all that other stuff they got to do. But
he ain't got to worry about it.
But come on, bro. Come on, Lee.
Hey, shout out to our boy Kula, who got him a 2 new Maybachs, my man.
Boy,
you know that makes somebody else mad too.
If that ain't a legend right there, boy, I swear he ain't. Child is in this cooler, man. That's a legend, man. That is a legend.
Got him 2 new Maybachs.
He the only man. Look, man, I thought he was having a slump, then all of a sudden Maybach. What the, bruh? Ain't no slump with a Maybach. But congratulations to him, though. If you're listening, I would love to ride in it. No riding.
We didn't go down to Tampa and see him, bro.
That's cool. I'll be in the front seat. You ain't got to put me in the back. I can fly like I'm in the back. Shit.
He got him a Maybach and a Maybach SUV, man. I'm like, bro.
Stunt.
With that, stunt. Hey, he played the French Open, made that money. when he got him some rides.
French Open, hold on. French Open, how much? American?
140 for he won a round. He made 140. And he played doubles. We should play tennis.
2-140?
We should play
2-140?
Yeah.
Hold on.
240, what he came home with
from 280.
Yeah.
80.
Yeah.
Take away Texas. French got Texas?
Yeah, he has to pay French taxes in the U.S., yes.
Okay, so split that by that. Then
pay his coach.
And play his, at least come back with 190.
But he went and got him. He said he ain't had him a car in a while. He traded other ones in and got them. The Maybach SUV and the Maybach, the regular one.
You traded in the Rari?
He ain't trade that one in, but nah.
Oh, okay. About to say. But one car he ain't trading is the Ferrari.
But think about it. A tennis dude that got cars like that.
Get it. I ain't mad at him.
And he's a cool dude who's from Ukraine and came to America, living in D.C.
Hey.
You know, American I'm not dream. Into the Ukraine war, but I care about his family because he's cool with me and Neek. He took us in. It's his homies.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with him, man. He's done all he want. I ain't mad at him.
But you know that player that loves Cookout hates it.
So?
He shouldn't have them kind of cars. He can save his money.
Man literally got 200K playing in one tournament.
About to play in Wimbledon. That starts on the 27th of June.
That's a half a meal right there. Cool half a meal.
He's playing in London right now at the Queen's Club tournament, making money. Won a match today on grass, his favorite surface. Think about tennis is you can make money on the spot.
It's on the spot money. Take the taxes out, your money.
They're trying to transfer in your account, you good.
Transfer it into the whatever bank account you got, Bank of America, Bank of Swiss, Bank of French. Bank of Ireland. I don't know what banks they got in Ireland, nowhere else, but
he's gonna play Newport after Wimbledon, Atlanta, home tournament in DC.
When is Atlanta?
I think July 24th or something like that.
Damn, that's tough, dude.
So it's the Truist Open.
It's supposed to come to Nashville for SummerSlam, so that's a tough one.
Yeah, the Atlanta, Truist Open, not BB&T anymore, it's Truist.
Oh, yeah, because they fine with SunTrust.
Yeah, the Truist Atlanta Open, one of my favorite terms of the year. I hate the Memphis is gone away. That was cool. Why it lasted.
That sucks, but it is what it is, though.
Yes, tournament schedule starts July 24th, ends August 2nd.
Wow, okay.
So he'll be in Atlanta. He'll be in Atlanta for that. We'll catch up with him. He loves him some Witch or some Taco Mac, because it's all good. All good. Now, Neek, before we get some stories for you, go on the boss report before you get out here, Neek. Don't throw your mind off, Neek.
Let me pray.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes to go. I got this other interview here. We got it going. Florida man arrested, attempted to saw off another Florida man's anus looking at his chicken Walgreens.
How is that possible in the first place?
Correct.
You can't do that. There's nothing science related that you can be able to do that.
Thanks.
Moving on with that one, because that's just, he's just being nutty.
Yes. Florida man suspects who are black, arrested after stealing nearly 1,100 gallons of fuel from Orlando gas station.
1,100 gallons?
Yes.
A few.
Yes.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Gas.
In Orlando.
He deserves a trophy then, in this case, because gas high. I can only imagine what it's like in Florida.
Yeah. It's over five, almost six.
Yeah, he a legend. You might as well free him.
Yes. Florida man, another black man, unfortunately, gets dirty in a ditch after getting armed to carjack a street sweeper.
A street sweeper?
Yes.
Huh? That's if I'm right, that's a city car, right? Speed yes. Sweepers are considered
city. Oh, yes, city. That was in Tampa, Hillsborough County.
Yeah, so that's he just got a damn felony right there out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dirty Man. All right, Dirty Man.
Now, Nick, this will throw you off. 85-year-old Florida man sues adult bookstore after $36 vibrator does not work for him.
The vibrator doesn't work for him?
Yes. $36 vibrator does not work. He's suing the adult bookstore.
Because the vibrator doesn't work for him?
Yes. Sunshine Video and Accessories.
Is he using it on somebody else or himself?
The store does not say that. I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because if he's using it on himself, then I can't. Let's move along.
Yes. Florida man steals jet ski, but they didn't know how to operate the jet ski.
Then how the hell did he steal it?
A canoe.
So he pulled up on a canoe.
Yes.
Stole the jet ski.
It couldn't.
Know the things you're supposed to steal, people. Know the things.
Exactly. Man.
Stay in Florida.
Florida man arrested after using 7 different people's Hilton points for his extended stay.
So he finessed 7 people out of Hilton points?
Yes.
Free him. You can free him. Everybody else. No.
Man, look. Woo-wee. Florida man arrested Burger King for getting it his way. He put out Johnson and went up and went on the counter, unfortunately.
Burger King ain't all that good to do that. If you look at the fast food hierarchy, no, Burger King is not pull your dick out a bull place.
Yes.
McDonald's not there. The only one I know is probably Chick-fil-A. Probably.
And I don't eat that.
It's probably the only one. But other than that, no. No.
Florida woman arrested after hitting man in the head with a Mike's Hard Lemonade bottle for not eating her box.
How many times do these Florida people end up beating somebody for not doing oral on them?
Oh, every day.
We have every story we did is because they didn't get oral. Every last one of them, bro. Bottle, a chair, what was it?
A bag. Was
a bowling ball.
Bowling ball.
Florida just loves sex. That's what they do. They love sex and weird ass. Weird and just doing weird stuff. That's what they like.
But Nick, it's about to get worse for you. Trust me on this. Florida woman arrested after getting mad at man who refused to eat her box. Her box was funky and sweaty. She got off the bus.
But you just had a long day of work and you were on the bus. Florida loves them some damn sex, man. They love sex and doing wild stuff. Florida loves sex and wild stuff.
Exactly. Look, Florida man sentenced to 41 months in prison to threaten to start a civil war based on race.
So he goes, ends up going to prison where there's more black people at and start a race war?
Yes.
That makes zero sense, but okay.
Florida man arrested after rigging traffic light to charge his phone.
You can do that?
Yeah, he rigged the box on the sidewalk to charge his phone.
Yo, he deserves like a nice job for that, because I don't know anybody that can do that.
Yeah, now he's in jail.
Now he's in jail, but somebody got to free him and give him a job.
Duval County, Jacksonville got it.
Oh, good luck.
Yes. Two more to go, Neek. Florida man loses his penis after getting into a head-on collision while getting head on the Florida Turnpike.
Oh, yeah, because she did have to bite. Ooh.
Yeah, he lost his meat for life.
R.I.P.
He now has a prosthetic when a clip on, unfortunately.
How? Like a tie clip on? Like,
yeah, he has a clip on, yeah. I know.
All right, man. All right, clip on.
Last war, Nick. Florida man arrested getting busted for disability fraud after posting pictures and lifting weights online.
Now, them folks really do be looking out for people that be faking disabilities now. Because one thing I know, they will look at everything to prevent you to get that money if you claim a disability. So for him to be online posting weights, that's not smart.
Not at all.
Especially when you can easily just do that by yourself at home.
Exactly. Not posted, period.
And not posted. You can easily do that just finding YouTube videos and doing them. I don't know. I guess he tried to say he was trying to strengthen his other parts of his body, I guess. But all right. Good luck, though.
Now, Nick, before we wrap up, bro, what are your thoughts on what you just heard, man?
Florida loves sex. Florida loves sex, man. That's it. Florida loves sex, crack, and doing random stuff.
As always.
And bowling balls. In the beach.
Think about what I don't use, as always.
I don't even want to hear that. I don't even want to hear the other stuff. I really don't.
This is the radio friendlies I can get.
Exactly. That's the radio friendly you can get with Florida stuff.
Yeah. So
Florida man's a real thing.
Yes. And we had to give you some old school throwback taste of it. Neek, just the time, brother. It's always fun rapping with you. Is always my guy. Supporting you always, my guy. Person Wings, do your thing. 808, do your thing. And keep making on people in the 404 upset, brother. Keep doing what you do, brother.
Even though my co-host is a 404 fan, but all right.
Yes. The Eastern Conference rivals to be.
That's going to be funny.
Hey, his boss is neat. Hey, we out, people. Check us out.
Peace.
What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does this Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get it, bet online today because the Boss Man said so.